Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
If you want robots on air, listen to someone else. Joy 94.9 is real voices, real radio.
The first annual Neo Soul Jazz and Hip Hop Festival is coming to Australia this October.
Soul Fest featuring Maxwell, D'Angelo, Common, Allo Black, Mos Def, Anthony Hamilton, Angie Stone and more.
Don't miss this year's hottest festival when it hits Melbourne on Sunday, October 19 at Yarra Park MCG Precinct.
Tickets on sale now. See soulfest.com.au for full details.
Joy sponsor Soul Fest. Feel good music for feel good people.
Shopping on Chapel Street, going to the movies, the theatres, or just a night out? Why not stay the night? Oaks Pinecleugh is perfectly located on Yarra Street with fully self-contained one-bedroom apartments, perfect for either an overnight or longer stay. Offering winter warming rates from just $139 per night for any stay up to the end of September. Make Oaks Pinecleugh your home away from home. To book, call 1300 660 223. Conditions to comply. Oaks Hotel and Resorts are a Joy sponsor.
Great music, great shows, great radio.
And only 3 weeks to go.
That's so Joy.
Radiothon 2014 is on. Join your favourite shows in the countdown to a week of amazing radio.
From May 30th to June 6th, sign up or renew as a Joy member. Go into the draw to win over $36,000 worth of prizes.
So Joy.
Become a Joy member and help keep Australia's first and only LGBTI radio station out proud and loud.
With thanks to our Radiothon Prize supporters, Mercedes-Benz Berwick.
Proud supporters of Joy 94.9 and the gay and lesbian community. mbberwick.com.au.
Olivia Cruises.
Providing great cruise, resort and adventure vacations for lesbians, visit olivia.com.
Oaks Hotels and Resorts.
Visit oakshotelsresorts.com.
Craig's Royal Hotel.
Experience the legend. Visit craigsroyal.com.
Velo Cycles.
Melbourne's premier folding and electric bike shop. Veloelectric.com.au.
That's so Joy. Radiothon 2014.
Hello, this is Julia Zamiro. Joy supports local artists. Do you? Keep listening to local tracks on Joy 94.9. It's good for you.
Did you ever hear me say that I wanna be alone? No, I don't wanna play that way. It's not the way I wanna be with you. No, you can't leave it alone.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to Generation Next, a show for charismatic, charming, attractive, funny young people like myself on Joy 94.9.
It's 28 minutes to 8. You are listening to Gen Next on Joy 94.9. In the studio tonight is
Eleanor,
Chris,
and Stefan. You can join in the conversation at any point by texting in on 0427 Joy 949 or shoot us an email with onair@joy.org.au.
I actually got a nice message. Shout out to Eleanor for being a great submarine. I guess I'm good at swimming underwater or something. I'm not sure. This program is awesome, y'all. Love heart. Aww.
I really want a Subway sub now.
Oh, gosh.
So, I was going to say Yellow Submarine, just to throw it in there.
So we're just going to be taking a bit of a look at sex education in Australian schools. I think we can all agree that we've been left a bit wanting by the sex education.
It's inadequate.
It's a bit missing in our lives.
I mean, especially when it comes to, you know, same-sex attracted and sex and gender diverse students. Because I remember there was not one single mention of anything related to homosexual relationships or gender diverse people. It was just not a thing that was mentioned at all.
But did you guys get to watch a lot of videos?
We didn't watch videos, no.
I can butt in right now. I don't know about you guys, but it seems like you guys might have at least had the normal birds and bees talk. What I received was a video of a woman giving birth, live birth, in a tub of water with her baby coming out, blood. And you get to see everything.
What was the point of that?
Traumatizing us.
So you would never engage in unscrupulous activity.
Well, see, I don't have to go through that, so I'm fine. But it's a nice lesson to learn. This is how it happens. It's meant to be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, so beautiful.
Yeah. But carrying on, Eleanor?
Well, it's just a case. I remember when I first started realizing that I liked boys, basically. I remember going to this to the health staff room at my school and being like, "We didn't go through this at all. Is there anywhere you can give me some information?" They were like, "Oh, we don't really know either. Sorry, we know our sex ed sucks, but there's nothing we can do about it. Sorry." And they at least pointed me to family planning on Elizabeth Street, which, nice. Yeah, that gave me some information, but it was just a bit shocking being like, you didn't think that this was something that you might want to cover at all?
Well, I'm going to bring in a point where maybe if they did introduce same-sex ed, same-sex ed, yes.
Same-sex ed, like it.
It might be too much for everyone. So maybe instead of that, they might just pull you aside and maybe do like a counselling session. Not a counselling session, but like maybe in depth. So if you're wanting more, maybe they might go through that. Since I know some schools, they do bring you aside and they do help you through that if you are.
But I mean, at least I feel like you could. It would be a good idea to at least mention that. Oh, safe sex is still important in gay relationships, and it is possible to pass on STIs through through forms of lesbian intercourse. You know, things like that that just don't get mentioned at all, and people don't even know sometimes.
For some reason, I could imagine angry Christian parents being pissed off at the thought of having, like, you know, this sort of program.
Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry, but that's too bad.
I know.
I mean, there is that consent form that I'm pretty sure most people get sent home with. So if the parents really don't want you to talk about it, you can simply avoid it.
You got given a consent form for sex education?
I'm pretty sure it was mentioned at some point.
It was like so full on for me.
I would just like to butt in, but if, you know, you listeners out there, if you just had a sex ed introduction or whatever, and if you had anything to do with same sex, please let us know on, what is it? 0427JOY949.
Or email it
Exactly.
That one, onair@joy.org.au.
But yeah, like, if we could hear all these different stories, and it'll be interesting to
know. Absolutely.
You
know,
this was back in my day, so.
Well, mine was a little more recent. But something else that I'm particularly annoyed about is that no mention was really made towards, you know, transgender people existing. It was, and I think some would argue that, you know, it's not really related to sex. No. But the fact is that there are women who have penises and men who have vaginas. This is a fact. This is a thing. And it would be really nice if you'd at least acknowledge it once. because it can get really old hearing the phrase girl parts and going, well, I don't have those parts. Oh,
and it's only a benefit for everyone as well, because of the lack of information, you know, it's... If we had this education, we would have a better health
figuring out my system. Identity was so difficult.
That as well.
I blame the school for that.
And you know, it would have a better, you know, healthier lifestyle earlier on, you know, since you got to know all these basic lessons.
Definitely. And learning them the hard way isn't fun, let me tell you that.
I can second that motion.
And it's going to also introduce being a diverse group of students as well, which is always nice to have in a school. And, you know, being Australian, we're very multicultural, very open.
I do remember there was actually one presentation where they did use the phrase people with vaginas in lieu of girls. And that was a really refreshing, nice break.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure these days, like, there will be schools out there who will, you know, help and encourage people if they are in that boat. Mm-hmm. But I know where you're coming from, and having that so everyone will understand it, so it gives that more of that acceptance as well. Because I'd rather have it out there in the open than being pulled aside.
Yeah, because it can be really intimidating having a one-on-one counselling session.
It could be, yes.
I reckon they should have pamphlets out in those classes to kind of address the issues of kids that do have...
I'm actually reading some statistics here. Half of Australian senior secondary students, that's years 10 to 12, are dissatisfied with sex education. Many believe there's a lack of discussion around same-sex attraction, according to findings from the 5th National Survey of Australian Secondary Students and Sexual Health. That is a mouthful. But queer issues were overwhelmingly identified by the 2,000 participating students, and I would believe that. I'm actually furious about this.
No, great. Another thing is that students also identify a lack of discussion around relationships and the emotional implications of sex as a concern.
Definitely.
With too much focus on the biological side of things. That too was seen by some as irrelevant to same-sex attracted students, which I can definitely see that.
We just got a message in. Do you think that if we talk about same-sex and straight sex in the same class, it would help break down homophobia? Definitely.
Definitely. It comes down to gender diverse students as well. You're going to have that.
Yeah. Reducing, you know, getting these ideas out there in the mainstream is only going to increase inclusivity.
And remember,
you're right, keep going.
I was going to just butt in and say it's doing two things at once. It's spreading the word. It's not just learning safe sex, but it's also more diverse as well, including in all that good stuff.
We'll be back with you after this song with more Gay School.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.